And this is Pedro Reyes. You are tuned in to KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now on the line, we have Cata, who's going to be telling us about what's going to be going down January 31st at the new parish. And so welcome to the show, Cata. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much, Pedro, for having me.
Simon, so tell us what's happening on January 31st out there at the new parish in Oakland.
Yeah, this coming Saturday at the new parish in Oakland, Locura and Ruben April Fishes and DJ Les Diz are going to be putting on a show at the new parish. It's kind of a celebratory, a special night for us because we haven't played in a long time in the East Bay and in the new parish. We haven't been there in over a couple years, I think. And next month, it's going to be 10-year anniversary for Locura. So it's a special night at a really special venue for us.
Word. And, you know, so you're saying you play with the band Locura. And what do you play on in the band?
I'm the vocalist and the lyricist for Locura.
And so tell us a little bit about, you know, how did this event come together? And, you know, have you ever performed with...
Yes, Rupa and April Fishes. Yes, well, they just contacted us and told us that they were trying to put, you know, a night together and if we wanted to play with Rupa, and we were delighted because Rupa and April Fishes are longtime friends and co-working band here in the Bay Area who've just put on a lot of incredible shows and done a lot of amazing, just a lot of work outside of just playing concerts, benefits and fundraisers. And they're incredible musicians who have been a big inspiration for us as a local band, you know, to see what, in such a short amount of time, they got to travel. They've been traveling around the world and playing at all different kinds of festivals and stuff. And so it was an honor to play with our friends who haven't shared a bill with Rupa and April Fishes in a while, and they haven't played in a good amount of time. They haven't been playing too much these days, and we got to play with them at the Encuentro del Canto Popular at the Brava, which was a really special event. And so, yeah, so they called us together to share this bill with the new parish.
And let's talk a little bit about, you know, musicians and benefits and, you know, raising awareness and consciousness too. You know, because I know, for example, I know you're out there in the marches and definitely Locura as a band as well does a lot of benefits and, you know, brings a lot of different music to the community as well in different ways. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit of, you know, what do you think artists should be doing right now, especially when we got like all these police brutality going on, you know, for example?
Yeah, I think it's a really, really, it's a really special time, especially for artists, but for everybody right now to be creating dialogue and be trying to find all the different ways that we can connect the dots between, you know, these are really interesting times with what's going down in Mexico. I've just come out of a forum here that was at the Mission Cultural Center. Last time I talked to you, I think, on the phone interview, I was out on the street outside of the new parish, actually, probably. It was a fundraiser for immigrant youth. But so, yeah, with what's going down in Mexico with Ayotzinapa, and it's really incredible to see the movement of support and solidarity that's been coming out here in the Bay Area, you know, not just from the Mexican and Latino community, but from all sorts of people from different communities. And what's happening in Ferguson, and you have, like, all the incredible solidarity and movements at the Blackout Collective and the Black Brunch and different folks here in the Bay Area have been doing. And so for artists especially, it's a really incredible time to show the power, you know, the tool that we have of music and creating a space where we bring different people together and just start conversations or bring awareness to certain issues that are up front right now.
That's right. You know, because again, you know, when we saw, like, for example, the first war in Vietnam, for example, going down, and basically we seen that a lot of musicians, you know, were definitely, you know, showing their anti-war statement through music and definitely using music as a way to raise consciousness of what's going on in the sense of everything around us, basically, you know, in that war that oppresses us.
Yeah.
And, you know, so tell us a little bit, what are some of the lyrics that you focus on, too? As a musician, I know it's important to, you know, make a message clear and at the same time bring that awareness through your message, you know, of what you're talking about with your music.
Yeah, definitely. Well, with Locura, it's been a really beautiful space and community that we've created with our band because we have a lot of members, you know, from different you know, different cultural backgrounds, and some California natives and San Francisco natives, and everybody comes with a different experience and a different style of music. So, you know, even without the lyrics, we try to bring in different elements, you know, whether it's, you know, guaguancó, salsa, or Afro-Cuban rhythms, or whether it's Afro-Colombian rhythms, or rumba flamenca from Spain. We try to incorporate all these different aspects, and then through that vehicle of those rhythms, then I try to write about the things that I'm seeing around me and the experiences that I'm having, and try to find a way to voice the experiences and the issues that resonate in me, and how I can bring awareness, you know, to like issues like immigration or just the power of community. And like, for instance, in one of the songs, No Ves, it's talking about just being, it was a time when I was feeling really overwhelmed and kind of feeling, you know, powerless, like feeling like no matter like how much it seemed like people would be doing to try to make changes, that the system was so powerful. The system is so powerful that it's hard to change, and you kind of lose hope sometimes. And at that same time, I was reminded by, you know, especially a lot of artists around me and just the people that I lived with and my friends, that every little piece counts, you know, everything you do in the day to day, like that has a ripple effect, and it carries out. And it's just, you might not see the changes right away, but you can't give up, you know, that every little piece that we do, because that's part of the power of the system, right? To make you think that you are powerless as an individual. But if every individual recognizes and remembers the power that they hold, and together we, you know, we can move oceans. And so that's something that I try to bring out in my lyrics and write off of the incredible talent that we've gotten to have in our band, with all the incredible musicianship and artists that we have. So, and right now I'm trying to write a song for, I'm in the middle of, we have an event coming up after this show on Saturday at the New Parish. We're going to be a part of the MAP, which is a Mission Arts Performance Project here in San Francisco. And they're going to have an event for Ayotzinapa. It's it's called the San Francisco Ayotzinapa San Francisco, and trying to connect the dots of how we need to become aware here in the U.S. how our policies and how our money and taxes, like, are directly feeding, you know, the war on drugs, which is really the war on Mexico, which is the war on Black people here in the U.S. And so it's a really cool event that they're going to be doing on the 7th of February here in San Francisco, and they gathered 43 artists to represent. We each got assigned one of the students of the Normales Rurales and Ayotzinapa in Mexico, and so we have to, you know, some might represent that student in our art. So there's going to be like visual arts and theater and musicians sharing the space and trying to create funds to send to the families in Mexico, all the parents, the families of the students, and the 43 missing students.
And do you know where folks can get information about that?
Yes, there is. If you go on Facebook and you look up Desde Ayotzinapa to San Francisco, I think maybe if you look from Ayotzinapa to San Francisco, maybe it'll come up too. And there's a whole page for that, and it'll tell you like where the address is, what, you know, what time, and the whole deal. But it's in conjunction with MAP. So also, if you look up MAP on Facebook, MAPP, which stands for Mission Arts Performance Project, it should have the information for that too.
Word. And you know, that one of the reasons why I'm asking too about your lyrics is because, you know, we've heard a lot of songs that have been banned throughout time because of their message that they carried through generations as well. And so basically, you know, at some point it's like you, as an artist, you know, you have to make that decision what you're representing, you know. So it's really cool that you're keeping it real and, you know, representing folks from different communities as well from all around the world.
Seems like the only thing that's like, it seems like the, you know, the right thing to do is such an incredible tool and powerful medium that brings so many people together.
And that's what the Bay Area does too, with a lot of talent, you know, in the Bay Area does the same thing, represents, you know, the struggles in the different communities and all around the world, you know, most definitely.
Yes, definitely in the Bay Area. This is where I've been moved and struck to do what I do. You know, this is where I found my art, was here.
Word.
And especially drawing inspiration from the Chicano community here and the legacy of the Chicana feminist artists here.
That's right. You know, and speaking about that, you know, we see that, you know, in the mainstream media, we don't have a lot of Chicana talent, you know, basically. You know, and we see that when it does become part of the mainstream, it's more focused around keeping it at a certain stereotype, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, it's just part of, it's a watering down of culture and trying to, you know, reinstate that idea of the melting pot. But these, you know, the identities haven't melted. Like, they're standing strong. They're just not represented in the mainstream media. But it's like, if you're here and you're getting out and you're going around, it's the spaces and like radio stations like, you know, KPFA, and like, we wouldn't have, our sound wouldn't get to be, you know, today we were at the fundraiser with Johnna Manquero's Music of the World, and it was just, it's so important that people continue to support public radio and, like, you know, KPU and KPFA and all these stations, because we wouldn't have our sound, wouldn't get, you know, we wouldn't get our sound out if it wasn't for stations like you guys.
Word. And, you know, talking about that, we are actually in a fund drive. So, yeah. You know, if, you know, we're trying to make our fund drive goal here. So we're wondering maybe if you want to give out a CD of Locura.
Oh, definitely.
If folks call us up, and then maybe we can give it to the third caller that calls up and pledges.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely pass it on to them. So if it's okay with you, maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
That way folks can also hear Locura more at home. Right on. We'll definitely, you know, and so if anything, folks can go see you live too, January 31st at the New Parish, and the show starts around 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I think doors open 8:30, and the show starts pretty early at 9. We're going to open first, so we're going to play first at 9 o'clock. And it's 18 and over, $15 in advance, $20 at the door.
Nice. And so any last thoughts or comments out there for the youth or for, you know, folks out here in the community listening to Locura, tuning in right now?
Just, I want to repeat the message of, like, anybody listening, please, you know, donate to the fund drive, support your KPFA, support your local radio stations, your public radios. It's really important. And to all the artists out there, you know, this is the time, like, where we need to let, you know, share our voices the most and gather the stories around us. So get out there and get with the artists, because stuff's happening now, and let's let our voices be heard.
Support your local talent, you know, Locura in the house. Gata, thank you for being with us on KPFA.
Thank you, Pedro.
And most definitely, look out for Locura out there in the community, and you know what they're doing. And you guys have a website, right? Locura?
Yeah, locuramusica.com. But it's, I think it's in the process, we're process of making a new one. So it's better to go to the facebook.com/locuramusica.
And also on SoundCloud, you know?
Yes, yes. That's where you can listen to all the music.
Sweet music for sure. And we're going to go ahead and listen to some music right now by Locura. And we're going to also play some of the other bands that are going to be there. So again, this is happening January 31st at 8 to 8:30. Doors open. So cruise through Locura at 9 o'clock p.m. sharp.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, once again, my name is Pedro Reyes. You are tuned in to KPFA 94.1 FM. We'll be right back after this quick music break.